Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't forget, tomorrow at 8:05, your chance to win tickets to see Rush with the Daily Migs Morning Show, 8:05 tomorrow. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803-RUSH.
Seems like a reason to rush to get up, Miles.
Yeah. Hello, Julie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Julie, are you sober or not sober?
Well,
not sober.
For your rules, not sober.
Well.
Okay, you're going to see a band one last time, Jules. Are you going to take Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
I'm doing Aerosmith.
Aerosmith. Okay.
What song are you hoping they perform the most?
I don't know. Don't care. Just want to see them.
All right, my plan with Aerosmith is simply this, all right? They're out there playing. They're killing it. They're going to do a great job. I know that. And I want to get a beer. And I go, when do I go? And they say, hey, man, this next one's from the Armageddon soundtrack. That's when I go get a beer.
Oh,
I don't want to miss
a
thing.
For sure.
Well, you're not going to miss that then, are you?
Well, I don't want to miss a thing or Angel. Which one of those do you go to the beer line? Because I don't want to have to sit through either.
Oh, I'm not skipping those songs.
Really? Are you being serious?
I'm dead serious. But Angel was, that CD was massive.
It was.
When
it
I was like in high school.
I get it. Yeah. Just saying. I think. I guess I'll go to the beer line for one of them and maybe go to the bathroom on the other. That's all.
Yeah.
How about Falling in Love is Hard on the Knees?
Anyone want another beer?
Yeah.
Damn, man.
That's from Aerosmith.
Yeah. Of course it is. All right, Julie, here is your question. What does JPEG stand for in the computer world?
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
JPEG?
JPEG.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, that's just...
I don't know. I really don't. Yeah. I can't even think of anything.
You got a guess there, Mike? You're probably the most computer savvy person in the room. So you get a JPEG, right? We've all deal with JPEGs. And then you go, what in the hell does a JPEG? I know what it is, but what does it mean?
Java?
No.
Java. That's what I was
thinking. No, that's not it. It is Joint Photographic Experts Group.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah. That's the problem is that that kind of lingo I'm terrible with when it comes to computers.
JPEG. All right. Your question, including Malcolm, how many siblings were featured on the TV show Malcolm in the Middle?
I think it's just the three of them.
Is it five?
It's five. Yeah, I thought it was three as well.
Five?
It is five, yeah. So it was Francis, Reese, then Malcolm in the middle, followed by Dewey, and then Jamie.
Ted reasonably went from three to four, but I was about to do the same thing. He's Malcolm in the middle, so he has to be the middle child. So now it has to be an odd number.
Why do we all think it's three? Like, I thought it was three. Julie thought it was three.
I never thought
it was three. Ted, you thought it was three.
I really only remember him, the brother above him, and Dewey.
And Dewey,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never watched the show, but I just, from the clips that I've seen, I remember just three kids that I...
About Reese and Jamie. Yeah, they were there. Huh. All right, your question. Crepuscular animals... Crepuscular animals, they're active during what two parts of the day? Think of like a shark.
Breakfast time and lunch time.
Well, I have to say morning and night.
Can you be a little more specific?
Does it have to do with the sun, maybe?
Basically.
Yeah, like. So maybe sunrise and sunset? I don't know.
Judges, what do you think? Sunrise, sunset, or is it...
Something more technical.
It is dusk and dawn, basically.
Oh, dusk. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but you're tracking. You're tracking. All right, your question. In 1980, Mark David Chapman became famous for murdering what musician?
John Lennon.
All right, nice job, Julie.
Well done, Julie. Well done.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Andrea, are you sober or not sober?
I'm not sober.
Okay, you don't sound happy about that. Okay, then.
I'm making cinnamon rolls.
I bet you are.
Oh, that sounds good.
I wonder why that popped in your head all of a sudden. Hey.
I can go for some cinnamon rolls.
That's literally what I'm doing.
It's a 3:30 on cinnamon rolls.
And I'm going to make them, yeah.
Andrea, you're going to see a band for one last time. You take them Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
Aerosmith
it is.
All right. All right, Andrea, your question. Which Kardashian sibling is the oldest?
Robert.
Courtney.
You say, how did you know
gosh,
that?
You're right. The
Kardashians. Yeah.
I mean, to me, there was the Jenner ones. Like, I just know they're younger. And
they're
all the
much
rest are
younger,
the same to me.
And, like, for whatever reason, like.
Courtney Kim and who's the other
one? Is Courtney the one that dating or married to the guy from Blink 182?
Yes, that's Travis Barker.
Okay, Travis Barker.
Yeah. That's Courtney.
And then the next one was OJ's kid, right?
What was her name?
Kendall?
No, Kendall's no,
Chloe.
One of the younger.
Chloe.
I thought Chloe was younger than Kim.
Hang on.
I truly have no idea.
I'm glad we don't know.
I'm very glad
well,
I don't
Kim
know.
Kim was the one we knew, and then when the show came out, like for people like me, I was like, who is Courtney?
Mm-hmm.
From oldest to youngest is Kaylin, Chris, Courtney, Kim, Chloe, Rob, Kendall, and Kylie.
I like the Robs in there.
Hello.
But everyone else has a K name. They're like, Rob. They couldn't even be Rob. Kevin or Ken or anything. They're like, nah, he's a
Kyle.
Boy. F him. All right, your question. The CN Tower is located in what city?
The what?
CN Tower. The letters. The CN Tower is located in what city?
Charlie November.
Like CNPN?
Is it in the U.S.?
It is in the fine country of Canada.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Canada.
Oh, it's not where I'm thinking.
Let's go with Quebec.
No, a city.
Quebec City.
Oh, Montreal.
Oh, yeah.
Not Montreal. It is in Toronto. And what tower were you thinking about?
For some reason,
I thought that was the new name of the Chicago Tower. Sears Tower.
The Sears Tower is now what you talk about, Willis Tower.
Oh, the Willis Tower. That's right.
The what you talk
Nobody
about, Willis
wants
Tower.
To think about Toronto.
Yeah, I know. Look, I wrote the question before the series ended, all right? Just to be fair. Because even when I saw it, I'm like, nobody wants to hear this right now.
No.
That's a big basis of that stupid movie, Canadian Bacon. So they're going to invade Canada, and they're like, we're going to the capital. But they keep going to Toronto. And finally, they're like, it's Ottawa.
All right, your question. A tetrapod is a creature with how many feet?
10?
Yes, eight? The average 10-footed animal that's out there.
Was it insect?
That would be four.
Oh, four.
A horse, an elephant.
Oh.
What animal are you thinking of that has 10 feet? I'm just curious. I know you're making cinnamon rolls, and we know why, but I'm just imagining.
Yeah. I was just thinking like a caterpillar, or like a, not a caterpillar, but a...
Like a millipede or something?
You know? Okay. Yeah, yeah.
A decapede.
My first thing, I just pictured like a horse with 10 feet. Like, what the hell?
Nay.
All right. Your question. Both the Navy and Marine Medals of Honor were established during which war?
The Civil War?
Boom.
Nice job.
All right.
Well, all right, Audrey. Well, very good. Very good.
Get back to being high.
Yeah, enjoy your cinnamon rolls.
Go have fun, man.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.